ISP has more than 2,000 sworn officers spread across 21 districts. Officers say there isn't a single factor pushing them to recruit new troopers, but they admit that attrition and the two-year budget impasse had an effect on their ranks. Sergeant Hector Alejandre says much of their work takes place on major state roads.
Our main function within the Illinois State Police is patrol. We're vested and entrusted with enforcing the Illinois traffic and criminal laws of the state of Illinois.
This can include responding to accidents and writing citations. But Sergeant Alejandre says ISP wants to emphasize the protect and serve aspects of the job.
I've helped many people off the interstate. Anything from changing a flat tire to driving someone to the gas station because they ran out of gas, to keeping somebody warm because we have blankets in our squad cars.
Trooper Aldo Schumann of District 2 echoes this sentiment.
You can go from one day going to a school, talking to kids, you know, stranger danger, to the next day you're handling a really bad crash. Then the next day you're comforting someone or changing a tire. So we wear many hats.
But for Schumann, it took time to reach his current position. He says it started with a family member.
My brother-in-law is a special agent with the state police. He's been on over 20 years. And when I would see him come to my folks' house when I was living with them, I see him in his uniform, I see his unmarked police car, and I'm like, man, I really like that.
He started the recruitment process in the early 2000s, but wasn't eager to join the force at first.
2004, I'm in the mortgage business, the refi boom, bought my first condo, bought my first brand new car. I was very proud, making great money. I actually declined going to the State Police Academy in 2004.
Schumann attended U of I Chicago and then reapplied to ISP. He wasn't sure of his chances, despite previous experience with the recruitment process.
They're not going to pick me. Look at all these folks here. I still went through with it, and I went through the process. I got the background investigation done, then the interview. I got accepted again. I believe that was my calling. It was the best decision I ever made.
Sergeant Alejandro says new recruits receive rigorous training at the academy in Springfield. He characterizes the experience as intense but versatile.
Your training will always carry you through, whether it's firearms or emergency vehicle operations course, whether it's first responder, whether it's hazmat. There's just so much that you're going to learn in 25 weeks.
From there, new officers are assigned to an ISP district.
You're willing to accept assignment anywhere in the state of Illinois, specifically for law enforcement officers or even military personnel who have been deployed to many parts of the world or even the nation, to uproot their families again and to move to the other end of the state is sometimes difficult.
Some officers stay in specific districts, and others transfer or travel between them. Sergeant Alejandro, for example, works in both Northern Illinois and Springfield. He says the assignment to a district can be a turnoff for potential recruits, along with long hours and an unpredictable schedule. But Schumann emphasizes that ISP can make use of many different backgrounds, not just those with criminal justice degrees.
Everyone starts off on patrol. Everyone learns the road. We're not just the highway police. But there's so many avenues, so much room for opportunity and growth.
Some scientific majors have obvious applications in areas such as forensics or crime scene investigation. But Alejandro and Schumann say humanities degrees are by no means excluded. They give the example of someone with knowledge of a foreign language.
You might be asked to translate one of these brochures into a different language and stuff. You may be asked to represent a department at an event or a conference.
You can be the person that's on call mm-hmm. on a critical incident, mm-hmm. and there's a language barrier, and mm-hmm. you're the go-to person, and they call you.
ISP will be present at Northern Illinois University's All Majors Internship and Job Fair on February 19th. There, they'll discuss opportunities such as internships and ride-alongs. Officers will also keep an eye out for their potential future colleagues. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.